K-State Nation, what's going on? This is another episode of the Promo Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer. Another Football Friday edition. Recording coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, June 26, 2026. Your very first time listening to the show. Thank you again so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here. I'm going to forewarn you. Let me do this real quick. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I got a chocolate shake here. And it just got done raining. So, see how long this is going to go. But anyways, yes, just before I warned you, I recorded already, and well, I recorded two football episodes last week. One came out last week. Go check it out. The other one did not pop up. So, the other one that did not pop up, Liz, we got the number one player in the state of Kansas. That did not show up, so that will come up tonight. This will focus solely on Big 12 openers on the road, but in particularly. So we got that going coming to you probably either maybe over the weekend, or I might save it for next week. Who knows? But the main thing is we're talking about football right now, and we're just that much closer to the football season here. This might have to be a little short-lived a little bit, but anyways, yeah, so real quick, and I'm probably going to have to do, when I don't have a chocolate shake in my hands, we'll talk a little bit more, but yeah, K-State will open up on the road, and yes, we're coming back to the schedule again, on the road, and you can probably count, we know what happened with Iowa State, and I think, because that was, a big deal was made out of it because, one, you had taken away a home game, right? You took away a home game from it, right? You lost a game, and that's what I'm talking about. And this might be hand-in-hand with USA and all that, going to a World Cup game and whatnot, and how much money you are spending and whatnot and all that other, and all that other stuff. So, but, yeah, like, you know, the funny thing, the worrisome about it is, it may be worrisome as too brutal of a word, but we're going to roll it here on this edition of the podcast, where you don't know if your team, where that is your K-State Wildcats, or another team is going to win the game. I want to say simple. I want to say it's that far-fetched, but again, you're going out and spending all this money. All right, is K-State going to have a successful season? And all that, right? So, yeah, it was a big deal. Because you, at the end of the day, it was so much hype. And then, come the actual game, we know what happened, right? But we don't know what happened. We're not going to know what's going to happen until the actual teams play on the football field. So, again, it's like, we can have all this excitement, and then once the game starts, it's like, oh boy, it's gonna be one of those. It's gonna be one of those type of games, right? So yeah, it was a big deal, big deal. You know, you could probably say that's an international game because, again, kind of mix these two in hand. The Atlanta Falcons are going overseas this upcoming year. Okay, they're playing the Cincinnati Bengals, who, again, think they're a Super Bowl team, which, I mean, they tighten up on the defense, and that's a whole nother conversation. I just say that from my other podcast, but again, you're taking away a home game, and again, for K-State's issue in the past is these road openers. And finally, the point I'm getting across to you guys is K-State has to open up again away from Bill Stein Family Stadium. I wouldn't recall, you know, being overseas in Ireland a home game. Because you're traveling, you're spending all that money, you're traveling all those miles, that the time situation, the how many hours your time clock is off because you're in a different time zone. There you go. There's the word I'm looking for. And all that. So it's like, all right, doing all this, we're all in, and what's going to happen, right? So, going back to my original point, again, I'm going to revisit this a little longer when I don't have something melting sitting in front of me right now. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things KC Sports, Eddie Greer, another football edition of the podcast, Football Friday. We're coming close to the end of the month of June, and that means, KC Nation, we're that much closer to the season opener, September 5th, against Nicholls at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, a home game to kick off the Colin Klein era at K-State. Again, you want more information on that, kcsports.com has that information for you as well. All right, so here is the main thing, and maybe I should step aside for a minute. We'll come back to finish this record right here, and Colin Klein will have the opportunity to change that here in just a minute. The Pro Bowl Project Podcast rolls on. Football Friday edition, this conference opener edition. June 26, 2026. Eddie Greer, another edition of this Pro Watcher Podcast, all things KC Sports, where you can get. We're a podcast, round frame of daily, or when it's court. KC content, iTunes, Spotify, you all know what it is. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things KC Sports, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, fall sports, coming to you here in a couple months. So we got that going on for it. Cannot wait. Just cannot wait for that to come. And once we get closer and closer, we're going to ramp back up our coverage. This is a daily podcast, all things KC Sports. I know we've missed a day here and there and all that. We're kind of chilling and all that. So definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Well, this will be a perfect time to subscribe to this podcast, because we're gonna give y'all content across the board. And Colin Klein, right? I said it before, I took another swig at my chocolate shake, and I did not expect to put chocolate shake in a reference here in this episode of this podcast, but I'm doing it anyway. But yeah, here's the stat that you guys should kind of marry on. And Colin Klein, your new head football coach, and he knows this very too often, right? 12-15 in first row games openers. Well, that's actually all the time. And a 500 record in the Big 12 when it comes to conference openers. Well, this might be actually all together, but still though, under 500. I probably need to look up the exact number. So Google says for K-State 12-15 and 14-14, and that includes actually last year. So the frustration, all the hype, all the anticipation, you know, at my other job, radio stations talking about, all right, Ireland, you know, all this other stuff, and then again the disappointment that we didn't want to see last year, right? Even all that saying, KC still had an opportunity to win that game and probably should have won that game. But, you know, when you start off setting the tone, fumbling the football on the first punt of the entire season, we should have known. Now, again, you can't, it's like time machine. If we would have known that, we'd have wind back and say, give me money back. Now, hey, I didn't travel to Ireland. But yeah, I mean, even probably before that, it didn't really sit too well. Now, it didn't sit too well. I know hearing and maybe reading different fan opinions and all that, maybe it didn't sit too well because you're taking away a home game and all that. But here, you're playing here, Cincinnati, well, not here, but Cincinnati, to open up the road, open up not only Big 12 play, but you're opening up on the road again, which is quite common for Kansas State. And it's going to happen again in 2026 in Cincinnati. This is not a good football team. And look, and this is going me saying not look at the roster yet, which that's going to start happening here next month, right? Trying to get familiar with the other rosters around the Big 12. I need to start being better at that, right? So yeah, other than knowing my team, obviously K-State, right? I gotta know what's going on, right? So, but what I do know what's going on is, look, Colin Klein's got to change the narrative, right? This is why, again, stealing a phrase I just listened to a half hour ago, Brandon Olson, shout out Locked On Gators. Shout out Brandon Olson, Locked On Gators. This is why he got a new coaching staff. Because the previous regime didn't do squat, and Conklin knows this way too well. You got to get off to a good start in conference play. That and you have, again, I'm going to keep hammering this home. You got a winnable schedule. Now, Matt, not that may be wrong, but just look at, Cincinnati, they ain't nothing. I can sit here right now. Now, again, that might change. That my opinion might change here when we get to the fall. But right now, sitting here, taking a wild-ass guess, Cincinnati ain't nothing. I mean, they're good in the heyday. They're good back in the heyday. They're very talented. Back in the heyday, I know one of my former high school teammates played for Cincinnati, and he was a dog, absolute dog. But yeah, they've always had a good football team. Now, again, not saying all, saying ain't nothing. Now, they've always had a solid football program, but lately, I probably need to go back and stay safe. Look at the Big 12 from last year. As I type this in here, the Pro Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Let me see here. Eddie Grather, yeah. Cincinnati, focusing on that, just them. Because we got to go to Cincinnati to open up the Big 12 schedule. Cincinnati, 7-6, 5-4, conference play. Oh yeah, so again, on paper, we don't win games on paper. We got to go out there and do it. Just like, hey, all that hype last year going to Ireland, I know I'm not bringing a sore spot. I know I keep bringing that back up, but that's what we got to go on. And because the season ended so bad, was so bad, it was so dismal for K-State. All right. So what do you need with this team? I don't know their roster. In which I'm gonna do again deeper dive on Cincinnati because again, who knows? They're again good, but they were up and down too last year. So, but for Cincinnati now. All right now. Cincinnati. All right now. 5-2 at home last year. All right. But they were. Let me see. They're 500 on the road. Okay, so. I think Cincinnati beat Iowa State last year, if I'm not mistaken. Last year, Iowa State went the other direction in the second half of the season. They were good in the first half, but they self-destructed in the second half. Iowa State did. Cincinnati had an up and down season, but they beat some good opponents last year. So again, I might take that back. But on any given Saturday, if you're not on top of your game, we have seen this. Even in the Chris Kleiman era, right? You're not on top of your game. You are going to get beat. And not just for K-State. That's anybody. So, again, in this deep conference, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, again, K-State will, at this point, we'll probably know a little bit more about this team after the non-con. Because, again, remember, we have 3 non-con games. All of them at Bill Stein Family Stadium, and they go on their first road test. And again, we don't know the time of the Cincinnati game. We'll definitely know that by the time that gets across. Okay, so Colin Klein, head coach Klein, is going to have to figure out a way. All right, get these guys motivated. How do you slay those demons, those road demons, and get a strike first in conference play? You cannot. This team, this K-State football team, is capable of being in the mix for a spot in Arlington. Am I not wrong about that? So just look at the 2-2 deep by itself just for K-State. This team is good, way talented enough than they shown. Way talented enough, and we're just gonna have to see again. Cincinnati, now I might have not given them much credit for looking at that. But yeah, Cincinnati is an inferior, I want to say a decent opponent for K-State. When was the last time we played Cincinnati? I got to go back and double check that as well. So you can probably tell. I'm in summer mode here on this podcast. But yeah, but I do know that K-State has had struggles on the road in Big 12 openers. And if they need to set the tone, and I'm not counting Nichols, They need to set a tone. They need to set a tone that, hey, we're here to play. This year is totally different than last year. You got a veteran quarterback. You got pieces around him. You got what appear to be a solid defense. We're gonna have to wait and see. About that new staff and everything else. You know, hey, the staff's done a wonderful thing. A wonderful job so far on the recruiting trail. Getting updates seeming daily about commits left and right. But when it comes down to playing the game on the football field, wherever it's rainy, snowy, windy, humidity off the charts, right? We'll see what it goes down. So, but again, Cincinnati, it's going to be, I really think, again, it's probably not the last time I'm going to say it, but I really think this Cincinnati game has set the tone. I mean, yes, you have your non-con and all that ahead of this, but this game really sets the tone. I really think that if you come out of here with a dub against Cincinnati to kick off the Big 12 schedule on the road, the confidence is going to keep building, right? So, again, overall, this schedule looks winnable for KSA, but again, you got to go out there. You're not going to get handed anything. And I think we got a staff that knows that. A much better staff. The result? We're going to have to wait to find out come this fall. Report about your podcast, all the K-State sports you can get. Or a podcast, or fan fanbase with daily orange score, K-State content. You know what it is. Come at you daily. And again, I'm going to give you a headliner here. I don't know if it's going to come out today because I already got one that's going to come out today. Football Friday episode. This could come out next Friday, or I could end up sprinkling in there somewhere in the middle of the week. Who knows? But again, just give me a heads up about that as well. We keep moving along here in the month of June. We're closing in here on the 4th of July, and before we know it, we're going to be sitting here talking Colin Klein and this K-State football team in the upcoming 2026 schedule, or say season. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. It's been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.